Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Today's episode is a different one. I did record this for my private membership, so I do hope you're going to love it because I thought I would share it with you guys. It was just too valuable not to. So let's dive into the episode. I hope you enjoy it, and until next week, enjoy the rest of your week.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Personal Branding. Today is a special recording because I'm not only doing this for my membership, I'm also doing this for you guys, the podcast, which is really exciting. So welcome to an episode that may be a little longer than usual, but I feel like it's worth sharing and I think you're going to gain a lot from this. So super excited to dive in because I think personal branding, no matter what type of business you have, it really helps you become seen and heard and paid. Like, you want to be the go-to expert in your niche. So I'm hoping with today's five steps that I'm going to work through with you that you really do find the information you need and the direction and maybe the clarity that you're looking for so that you do have success in your business, whether it's network marketing, whether it's coaching, whether it's another form of online business. So I guess the first place to start is the five-step roadmap. So getting clear is number one, right? Having clarity before you start building a brand, you need to know what and who you're aiming to inspire or empower or work with or, you know, create your services for. So that's number one, getting clear. And we're going to break these down further. I just want to step you through it to start. And so number two is getting seen. So the next time, like, it's time, I guess, to stop hiding. That's probably the best place to put it. When I work with clients, I often see them like struggling with confidence and struggling to do lives or not like worried about what other people think, right? And so we really got to stop hiding and start building a platform and, you know, stop, I guess, worrying about what other people think and turning your nervous into service. So that's step number two, which we'll break down again. So then step number three is embracing the fact that you are a thought leader and you have a message to share with the world. There is a reason that you want to create your business. There is a reason why you want to coach people. There is a reason that you've created a product. And your job is to really step into that and really own that and take full responsibility and embrace the fact that you are here to do that and share your message with the world. Step four is get paid. So people who pay attention. So it's time to really soulfully sell to your audience. People really need your help. And unless you direct them, give them a call to action and lead them in the right direction, they're not necessarily knowing how to take that next step with you to purchase from you, to work with you, to connect with you on whatever it is that you have to offer. So I think definitely having a call to action is an important step that people forget. And calls to actions can be simply like, you know, drop a comment below or DM me this word. Like, it doesn't have to be like buy my program by Friday, you know, 5 p.m. And the fifth step is to repeat. So we get into action, we be consistent, and we continue to repeat. The life-changing results happen when we continue to show up. So get consistent and stay the course. Stay in your own lane and stay in the direction of your vision. It's so important. So let's break down step number one. So step number one is getting clear. So to achieve anything in life, any goal, you need to know what it is that you're actually aiming for and have a plan to get there. You need a roadmap. Like, if you're going to somewhere new without a GPS, you're going to have a lot of trouble getting there, right? A GPS is a roadmap. And so we need a roadmap to your goals so you know how to get there. So when you decide you want to build a personal brand, it's natural for you to like automatically think, oh my God, I need a website. I need to launch a podcast. Maybe I need a YouTube channel, and you just start creating content every day. The list goes on and on and on and on and on, right? And too many people find this hard and overwhelming, and they learn the hard way because they jump ahead to all of those steps before even working through the first step, right? And this is where overwhelm comes in. This is where comparison starts. Like, the thing is, you're often, when you're in a place of comparison, is you're comparing someone's end or middle to your beginning, and you can't do that. Everyone's story is different and unique for starters, but you're not even in the same place in your business to those that are having the success that you want. So it's just not even, it's like measuring kiwi fruit with oranges and saying they're the same, but they're completely different, right? Similar yet different. So I want you to really think about, I guess I really want you to grow fast in your business. I really want you to have success. So I really ask you to start at the beginning, start at the start. So doing the work in the beginning and really setting the foundations of your business and the personal brand is really an investment in your future business. It's an investment that you will see tenfold over when you do this right. And, you know, Marie Folio, which I love, she has an amazing book that I've downloaded and I'm excited to read at some point this year. But there's never been and never will be another you. You have a purpose, a very special gift that only you can bring to the world. So remember that. So I often say to my clients, members, you guys on the podcast, or anyone that's listening in or tuning in from some part of my audience, is that just as much, it's your brand is just as much about you as it is about serving people, like the people that you serve, right? So in order to have the biggest impact, you need to be able to answer some of the big questions, right? Like, who are you? What do you do? What makes you unique? What is it that makes you stand out in your industry? What is the change that you want to see in the world and in your audience and in your clients? What are the pain points, the struggles, the problems, the challenges of your dream clients? What are they struggling to solve? What if they invested in other things and not got the results, right? So why are you uniquely qualified to help these people, and what you're about will draw them to you over someone else? Like, it doesn't matter how many people are in the space. We're all unique. We're all different. We're all got our thing that makes people like me over you or you over me. Like, if we really own who we are and step fully into who we are, that's when the magic and success happens, because people are drawn to people. People are drawn to energy. And if you have the energy they're looking for, then that's what's going to connect the dots. So one of the first questions you can actually think about is, what is the big goal that you have for your personal brand, for your business? What is it? What is it that you want to see and feel and experience when you see your personal brand? And what are some specific metrics that you're aiming for in your business? So do you have like a monthly income goal that you want to reverse engineer? Do you want happy, healthy clients? Do you want more monthly subscribers, more Instagram followers? And look, just a disclaimer, vanity metrics don't make a difference. It's really the people that build the most relationships that win, the people that are genuinely connecting with people on a daily basis. It doesn't matter how many followers you are. If you're not having conversations, your business isn't going to be moving forward. Another question you can ask yourself is, how will your life and business change when you actually achieve these things? Like, think about how you'll feel. What are some of the thoughts you'll have? How will you show up in the world? What are your situations going to be like? Another question would be, what is the bigger picture change that you want to make in the world and in your clients' lives? And so visualizing the thing that you want to see, feel, and believe in, this is what is really powerful, right? So in the beginning, it may feel like it's so far away, but when you spend time in visualization and you see it and you feel it and you believe in it, it eventually comes to you because you find the ways to create that. So it really is time to start dreaming and, I guess, set aside some time to really answer some of these questions, you know, from the inner part of you. Let go of the logical part of your mind and really tune into what it is that you're here to do and who are you here to serve and what are the changes that you really want to make a difference. We're all here to have this impact on the world. how do you want to leave the world? Like, how do you want to make the world a different place? And so I ask you to really spend time connecting within and finding those answers. So number two of the roadmap is getting seen. You can't sell a secret, right? You can't change the world inside your bubble. So it's time to start thinking about how you can grow your audience. How can you be seen by more people? And again, it's not just about the vanity metrics, right? I always talk about how followers don't pay the bills. Like, you, numbers count for sure, and they're great. But only if they're the right people, only if they're people you're having conversations with. So we need to make sure that you're actually building an audience that's full of raving fans, full of potential clients, potential customers, potential collaborators, you know, supporters, people that just cheer on your work, right? Visibility isn't just about strategy, like growing a YouTube channel or blowing up your Instagram or getting on a ton of podcasts as a guest. It's much more about your belief. Yep, in yourself. So many clients that I work with come to me that are afraid of being seen, that are afraid to put themselves out there. They're not confident, they're nervous, they're anxious about people seeing them. And this is all coming back to limiting beliefs, right, that they're carrying. And it's usually connected to something that happened in their childhood or trauma or not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough. And so this means you need to really look at two parts when you're wanting to be seen, right? So number one would be removing those limiting beliefs that could keep you hiding. So doing some journaling, doing some meditation, really looking at what it is that you feel when you go to show up online. And then number two is building organic traffic. And what I mean by that is that you want to be genuinely spending time connecting with people that are your ideal audience, getting in front of the right people, right? So ask yourself this question: what beliefs, actions, habits, and things that I've been doing that I need to let go of have been keeping me hidden so far on my journey? So the next step is getting heard. So to become known as the go-to expert in your industry, in your niche, you need to be known for something specific and you need to share it with your audience, right? So something most brands have in common is that they stand for something. Like the big brands, the people that you admire, they have strong opinions, they have a unique approach, and they're repeating their message over and over consistently, right? They're not flipping between ideas every week. They're not flipping between different niches, different ideal clients, because that confuses your audience. This is why you don't want to be selling five different products. This is why you don't want to be working with 50-year-old men and 15-year-old girls. Like, you've really got to get clear on your audience and clear on your niche, right? Whether you like it or not, influence and being a thought leader or being, you know, in the leadership of building an impactful brand means that you need to narrow down. It means that you need to niche down, right? You've really got to get clear on your values, your mission, your belief, your opinions, all those sorts of things, and be open with sharing it. And so aside from having your own story, which you can tell over and over and over and over again, because stories sell, facts tell, and I think it's really important that you have go-to topics, like your five content pillars, to really like hone in on often so people know you as that go-to person and come back, right? And it also helps people that are looking for guest interviews or blogs or things like that to really reach out to you knowing that you're the right fit as well. And so when you're choosing content pillars, these need to align with what you actually teach your clients or what you're working with your clients on or what your offer or program or service is about. And so they need to also include your perspective, your unique angle. And so not just reciting facts or things that everybody says, we want to know, like, how does this content, like, how has it affected you personally or your clients' lives or the business that you have? So I want to share some prompts with you so you can actually start thinking about these. And so what do your clients need to know and believe in order to see success in what you offer? Are there any industry like myths or misconceptions that you could change or that you want to change or that you're really passionate about talking about? Like, I often speak about things that's a bit controversial because I feel it and I think it and I'm not afraid of what other people have to say about it. I guess the main question you want to ask yourself is, what do you want to be known for? Who do you want to be known for? Because I think, you know, we all know experts in certain spaces that are like go-tos. Like if I say a business coach or a network marketer or a like someone who loves low-tox living, someone that's a vegan, someone that's a fitness model, like you can rattle these people off. So you want to be one of those people, like be that go-to in your industry, right? So who is that person for you? Who do you want to go be the go-to for? Now, number four is getting paid. So if you spend your best hours stuck in your day job, or you have crazy hours that you're trying to work with clients that you're not actually charging for, you're going to really struggle to impact the world. And so the people who invest in themselves see the biggest results. So if you're spending all your time trying to help people for free, you're doing yourself and them a massive disservice, right? I know coaches are overachievers, over-deliverers. I'm the same. We overgive all the time. We love going above and beyond for our clients. And giving away things for free is amazing because it adds value. It builds trust. And that's where, you know, posting on social media is really powerful because it builds that trust and reputation. However, what you need to know is that when people pay, they pay attention. Making sure that your pricing allows you to also do your best work. Like if I asked you to coach someone for $20 for 6 months, $20 only, you probably wouldn't really feel too impressed by that, right? So I want you to think about your pricing and not price it on your worth, price it on what you deliver, the value and the results that you get someone. So what is it that you're able to give to this person? What is the flow on effect after you've worked with this person even, you know, when you're thinking about pricing? And so whatever price allows you to do your best work while having time to build your brand and not getting stuck in like burnout, this is what you want to be pricing. Okay. So just like the visibility plan, your profit plan, it needs to have two set ways. And profit like plan is something like your offers, sales, funnels, marketing, pricing, all the things. And so number one, the numbers, logistics, and mechanics of it all. So this is strategy. This is the logical brain. This is not the creative side of things, right? And then we need to look at money mindset. So dealing with your beliefs around money, because this is something I work with my clients on a lot, is things come up that we've been carrying for a long time. A lot of people feel icky when they're selling. Selling is just serving. Remember that. You have a service to actually create change. Remember, when people pay, they pay attention. So ask yourself some money questions. So what's your money stories? Because often your money beliefs go way back to childhood. So start thinking about them and rewriting them before they, you know, you let it do damage through your adult life. And maybe, you know, you feel like that's already been happening, but now's the time to change it. And I also have a awesome Wealth Principles ebook. If you guys are open to it, let me know, DM me on Instagram, and I would happily send you a copy. And so how would you describe your relationship with money? Like, how does it show up in your life? How do you feel about it when you get it? How do you feel about it when you spend it? These are things you want to think about. What are some of the ways that you might have been self-sabotaging your money making, like in the past? And then start thinking about some of the stories that happened when you were growing up. Like, what were some of the things that you heard around money? Like with your family, with your mom and dad, with your friends, you know, all those sorts of things. Like, money doesn't grow on trees. Like, rich people are evil. Like, there's so many things. Money is evil. Rich people are greedy. Like, there's so many different stories. And there's such a good book by T. Harv Eker, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Definitely get onto that if you haven't read that yet. It's very powerful as an entrepreneur to read. So another question you could ask yourself is, what needs to change in order for you to reach your full earning potential? So do you need to let go of anything like thoughts, beliefs? Do you need to set new routines and habits around your daily activities? So step five is repeating. This is the magic. Consistency is everything. I feel like I should have had that tattooed on my arm instead of Chili's name because I say it so much, right? And so it's not enough ever to do something just once in your business. So your success way less to do is way less to do with like the bigger things that you achieve and more to your daily actions, your daily DMO, right? It's really important that you stick to a plan on a daily basis. It's the activities you do consistently that's going to build you the business that you want. There's this quote, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but it becomes a habit, right? So I know you're smart. You're here listening to me and learning from me, right? And so you know that you're just mapping out a strategy and making one big shift in your mindset isn't the end of the work that you need to do. And so that will make a huge difference. However, this final step is so simple, rinse and repeat, but it's not actually that simple. I want you to, I guess, keep working through each of these steps, right, that we've gone through tonight. It's really important to keep going back over things all the time. I also want you to learn to, I guess, pay more attention to your own results. So you're not only going to be consistent, but you're also actually going to optimize as you go. So it's really important to track, like I always say, have a CEO meeting at the end of the week and an admin meeting at the start, set your plan, set your goals, and then, you know, meet with yourself at the end of the week. This is as a solo entrepreneur, meet with yourself and go over how the week looked, like what was happening for you this week? What did you achieve? And so when we do this, we're able to look back at patterns. We're able to look back at our productivity and see where we could have made things better, see where we could have made some changes, and we can bring those things into the next week with us, right? So you can also look at where your best leads are coming from so you can actually market more in that area, where you've made the most money, what content got the greatest impact this week. So I think it's really important that you do that. So I just want you guys to really show up so consistently to do the work, because that, you know, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, he talks about that 1% work that leads to the hugest compound interest, right? And the other book I'm reading at the moment is what's called The Compound Effect, of course. It's talking about the daily activities, right? So I want you to start tracking your habits. I want you to start tracking your metrics as well. And so last little bit of words from me is that Rome was not built in a day, okay? This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is where I want you to get started. And so I guess knowledge isn't power unless you actually use it. So what is one thing you're going to implement straight away to unlock your full potential after listening to this today? What is one thing, like one strategy thing, one thing that maybe a limiting belief that you're going to break down? So I think you need to just get into action no matter how much you doubt yourself, because as they say, doubt takes you out of action. Action takes you out of doubt. So I want you to get clear on your mission. I want you to figure out why you're doing what you're doing for you and why you're doing what you're doing for others, and then go to work. Get clear on who it is that you're here to serve, how you're here to serve them, the problems that you want to solve for these people. And if you need any help, I'm always here to help you do strategy sessions. I do have private one-to-one mentorships. I only have a very limited client book at the moment for the rest of the year. I have lots of other projects that are going on, but I'm always available for one-off coaching sessions if you wanted to really map out this sort of stuff and get clear on where you're going. But I hope today has been helpful. I've really loved bringing this basics of the ultimate personal branding, and I will see you all very soon.